Gamertag Radio presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
So, E3 2019, Pete, last day.
It's over.
Last day, man. It's over. And I think before we put up all these audios up, I would love to talk about Luigi Mansion.
Okay.
Luigi Mansion 3.
Luigi's Mansion 3.
Yes, for the Nintendo Switch. Have you ever played the Nintendo Luigi Mansion game?
I've played the Nintendo, yes.
Nintendo Luigi Mansion game.
I have played Luigi's Mansion 1. I did not play 2.
Okay. It's 1, I played it GameCube. Was not a fan. The controllers were just weird.
I think that's why I didn't play 2, because I was afraid that the cameras and the
2 is a lot. 2 was really good control-wise. Gotcha. But we got the chance to play on Nintendo Switch for the first time.
Yes, we did.
Still, Ghostbusters vibe?
Absolutely.
It's not a mansion, it's the hotel now.
Yeah, and it still felt like Ghostbusters, which is basically the theme of Luigi's Mansion anyways, right? Mm-hmm. Sitting there with the suction thing. You did a phenomenal job. Congratulations on figuring out the map.
Yeah, I think, what was it they said, that only 2 people completed it?
Only 2 people had completed the demo throughout all of
the E3. So with me, I'm the third.
With 3. Now, that's maybe with just that group of,
With
of
that
demonstrators.
Group.
I'm sure that there was many others that were able to do it. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that's still, hey, it's like the raid.
Yeah. I can say
it's the casual raid.
I finished the demo of Luigi Mansion. Yeah. But it was good. I love the controls. I know. Okay, so for those that never play Luigi Mansion game, you're Luigi.
Right.
Kind of like a Ghostbuster vibe. You have this equipment where one is you can flashlight, which will kind of like weaken the ghost. Mm-hmm. And you either could push forward like the blower to push the enemies away, or you could suck them in, capture them, so you could defeat them. So I was doing that a lot. And there was also puzzles. You noticed that too, right?
Yes. Yeah, there were several puzzles, especially the ones that required you to utilize Gooigi.
Gooigi.
Which is your Slimer version of yourself.
So like one was like...
there were spikes on the
spikes
floor.
Spikes on the floor. Gooigi could go through there.
Right.
Like nothing. But the part that I like was I had to go to the elevator. I call him up. I couldn't go back down because I had to call Gooigi to control that area. Use the blower, and it was moving the elevator all the way down.
Right.
Once I was already down, I just make Gooigi disappear. That was a cool little puzzle. Mm-hmm. The part that I loved the most, Pete, was fighting the boss battle.
The boss.
Do you remember how it was?
Yeah, you had to. So
it was like an arena.
It was in an arena with a knight on like this skeleton horse. There were arrow pods in the back wall that occasionally shot one arrow at you when you defeated the boss. Mm-hmm. When you weakened him the first time, it would shoot 3, and then when you weakened him the last time, there was 5 arrows that would be shot at you. Mm-hmm. What you had to do is, as the boss came towards you, you would flash the light, startling your boss, and then you would have to shoot the plunger at him and then use that and then use your melee attack to swing him and basically, you know, the same move as the Hulk with Loki on the Avengers and slam him to the floor a few times. Mm-hmm. And then every time you do that, like I said, it would open up. He would speed up.
Oh, every time it was getting... I thought it was usually when you play a Mario boss battle, it's always like 3 times you hit them, that's it. I did 3, and I'm like, okay, this is not enough because the boss is still continuing. So I think I hit him 5 times, and that's when he completely disappeared.
That's when he loses the horse, but you...
No, the horse is 3 or 4 times.
And then he loses the horse, and then you still have to defeat the boss itself.
Yes.
And then that one for you was a lot more difficult because he started pulling away.
He was moving fast.
And causing you not to be able to use the suction with the plunger to bring him in. But
But it feels good capturing a ghost. Like I said, it reminds me of Ghostbusters. So when I use the blower or whatever, mm-hmm. I don't know what you call it, you use that. And what I did is send them light, get them confused, use the machine to capture it. But the thing is, they move around. So you have to move your analog stick until you you find that right position.
That right angle.
That they're stuck and they can't move. And they continues, and you suck them in all the way in. So I enjoyed it. It was really cool. And that's just probably just a mini boss battle from the early stages of the game.
Right.
I can imagine later more difficult puzzles, more difficult bosses. Even enemies maybe you unlock it too, you know? So what'd you think?
No, I'm not the Nintendo guy, right? Obviously that's you and Paris. I do have my Switch with me, but mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean if Nintendo continues to iterate on what it usually does, right? It releases, gives you a new game, improves on it, sends the new version out.
Mm-hmm.
From everyone that I've spoken to or read up on throughout the day and over the E3, the week of E3, mm-hmm. you know, they apparently have another hit. You know, time to print more cash money because Nintendo with Luigi's Mansion 3 is going to be a success.
Good. It's going to be good.
Really good game.
All right. So stay tuned for more content here live at E3 2019.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.